This is Dr. Indigo dictating a continuation of a dictation for a claimant by the name of Ronaldo Salinas. Case ID number is 586-3174. I was at the part of myocardial infarction. Please, if I would like to continue. The claimant states the character of the pain was a pressure squeezing pain located on the left chest area, which radiated up to the jaw and arm area. He states the pain lasted for 7 or 8 hours, and he, at this time, continues to get pain or have pain every 3 days. The pain is precipitated by exertion and sometimes by rest, but not with any kind of food intake. His risk factors include hypertension, diabetes mellitus, positive family history of heart disease, smoking, and high cholesterol. The claimant states that when he had the chest pain, he was very hungry. The claimant also has a history of peptic ulcer disease and gastritis. He denies hiatal hernia, biliary disease, pancreatitis, esophagitis, pulmonary emboli or costochondritis. The claimant does suffer from shortness of breath and has to sleep with 3 pillows at night and has been diagnosed with orthopnea. He was diagnosed with myocardial infarction, non-ST elevated, MI, with mild congestive heart failure and bradycardia by EKG. His condition is fairly stable at this time, although he states he suffers from shortness of breath. Allegations number 2, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that also on February the 13th, 2020, he was diagnosed with diabetes mellitus. He denies any symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, or blurred vision, but did lose 10 pounds when he was diagnosed. He also denies any in-organ damage, such as retinopathy, nephropathy, but does have diabetic polyneuropathy of the feet and hands and cardiovascular disease. He states he feels itching of his feet. The claimant does not check his blood glucose daily at this time. It states that his last reading was 120 mg/dL. He is presently on metformin hydrochloride, 500 mg, 2 tablets QD. His last hemoglobin A1C was 7%. He appears to be fairly well controlled. Allegation number 3, hypertension. The claimant states that on February the 13th, 2020, he was having symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, and frontal and occipital headaches, but with no blurred vision. The claimant states he has had a myocardial infarction, which consists of a non-ST elevated myocardial infarction, but he denies any cerebral vascular accident or nephropathy. He is presently on metoprolol tartrate, 25 milligrams, 1/4 tab BID, and nitroglycerin tablets, 0.4 milligrams sublingually. PRN is needed for chest pain. The claimant is also on lisinopril, 2.5 milligrams QD. His blood pressure at this visit was 149/92, which is borderline high. He appears to be fairly well controlled. Allegation number 4, shortness of breath. The claimant states that also in February of 2020, he started to develop shortness of breath secondary to cardiac problems. The claimant states he's short of breath after walking 1/4 mile, climbing 1 flight of stairs, talking, and sometimes with seasonal changes. He has a history of smoking 1 pack of cigarettes per day for 42 years. He states he quit on February the 13th, 2020. He was hospitalized for 9 days for cardiac problems at the Bay Area Heart Hospital and was hospitalized for approximately 9 days. He has not been intubated. At the present time, he's not on inhalers, steroids, or oxygen. The claimant also states that he worked with a lot of silicon and asbestos in the past and thinks that he might have pneumonitis or pulmonary disease secondary to asbestos exposure, but it has not been confirmed. The claimant is more likely than not short of breath secondary to cardiac failure and possibly a long history of smoking. Limitations: the claimant is able to walk 1/4 mile, stand for 20 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 30 pounds above his head. The claimant does have a cane that he uses when he goes out. His physician is Dr. Cristel Cuevas, and he's on no medication for pain at this time. He states the only physical activity he does is walking around the house. Family history: father died of a chest contusion when he was 69 years old. Mother is 90 years of age and does have a pacemaker. She also has hypertension and diabetes mellitus. Medications: metoprolol tartrate, 25 milligrams, 1/4 tablet, BID. Nitroglycerin tablet, 0.4 milligrams, sublingually, Q 5 to 10 minutes, PRN for chest pain. Metformin, hydrochloride, 500 milligrams, 2 tablets, QD. Citalopram, 10 milligrams, QHS. Atorvastatin calcium, 40 milligrams QD, lisinopril, 2.5 milligrams QD, and aspirin, 81 milligrams POQD. Medical problems: hypertension, diabetes mellitus, bradycardia, history of myocardial infarction, non-ST elevated. History of percutaneous transluminal coronary angioplasty of two arteries, one that was in the mid left anterior descending artery. History of surgery of both feet in 1968. Social history: tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per day for 42 years. Alcohol: he denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 189 pounds, height 5 feet 8 inches, BP 149 over 92 mmHg, heart rate 70 beats per minute, respiration 17 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation was 93%, BMI 29, general. This is a 60-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to Snell and Vision? OD uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. And binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to Sarah Beller. The claimant's gait was steady and symmetric. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which was a cane that he uses for balance. His eye coordination was good, and finger to nose was normal. Heel to shin exam was normal, and the lumbar sign was negative. Could you drop down to assistive devices? The claimant did present with a cane for balance. He does not need the cane in order to ambulate with. Could you drop down after neurological? Check chest x-ray, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his vision. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment secondary to unstable angina with history of myocardial infarction. Allegations number one, myocardial infarction, confirm with medical records, appears to be fairly stable at this time. However, the claimant is short of breath. Number two, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, being treated at this time. His last hemoglobin A1C was 7%, which is fairly well controlled. Number three, hypertension, being treated at this time. His blood pressure was 149 over 92 mmHg, which is borderline high. However, the claimant appeared to be somewhat anxious coming to my office. Allegation number four, shortness of breath, secondary to cardiac problems, being treated with medications, and the claimant's oxygen saturation was 93%. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Reynaldo Salinas.